South Sudan is a mess. The church in Nigeria is raising her voice. And what do an iceberg, the gospel in India have in common? We'll tell you on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A truce in South Sudan supposedly went into effect on May 7th in advance of one-day peace talks in Ethiopia. At the same time, the United Nations reported atrocities by both sides in the civil war. The ethnic violence has gotten so bad, people are running to Darfur for safety. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker.
Be praying for an end to the fighting. The country's leaders need to get together. They need to put their personal differences aside. And they need to put the people of South Sudan first, and they need to seek a meaningful resolution.
Parker is quick to add,
we thank God that the kids that we work with in our children's home there, and our staff continue to be safe. The kids are still in school.
Emotional trauma can feed a generational cycle of violence. This is where a biblical worldview stands in the gap.
Pray that through this time of uncertainty, insecurity, that the kids would keep their eyes on the Lord.
Sensing a theme? We'll connect you to other needs at our website. Next, an advocate for Christians in Nigeria is encouraging you to pray, give, and get involved. 4 weeks ago, more than 200 schoolgirls were kidnapped by the terrorist group Boko Haram in northern Nigeria. Attacks against Christians, however, have been going on for years. Adenyi Ujudiku, a Southern Baptist and grassroots organizer with Lift Up Now, says your involvement will help Christians minister physically and spiritually through home and church rebuilding as well as trauma counseling. This is Mission Network News. It's been 6 months since Typhoon Haiyan rolled through the Philippines, and one ministry says they're committed long-term to the region. World Renew has been helping victims in Jesus' name with food, hygiene items, medical supplies, housing, and more to more than 8,000 families. World Renew's Wayne DeYoung says they expect to be working alongside Haiyan survivors for the next 2 years. In other news, what's stopping you from going on a short-term mission trip? After returning from a trip to India, Gary Bishop with Far Corners Missions says,
our trip actually allowed us to look at 7 projects that are specifically designed for members of churches or other groups, Bible study groups or small groups from churches that want to go have an impact on the mission field where they can actually be involved in the work.
The projects include toilet and well construction, solar lighting, VBS, church planting, and crop improvement. Through these projects, short-term missionaries have the opportunity to share the gospel with people in India.
You know what the question they always ask is? Why are you willing to help me? Why do you care about me? And it's the perfect opening to say, you know, it's because of the love of Jesus.
You can make a difference in the lives of people in India through short-term trips with Far Corners Missions.
Once you go and engage with the people, your heart is captured.
And a drop in the bucket isn't insignificant. World Cassette Outreach of India, partnering with Audio Scripture Ministries, has reached around 500,000 people with the gospel, a small fraction of India, but a big number for such a small ministry. J.P. Sundararajan of ASM says,
these are people who have never heard Scripture in their heart language before, never heard of Jesus. So we were able to introduce this many people to God's Word and to the person of Jesus Christ, and that is amazing in itself.
Sundararajan compares gospel access in India to an iceberg.
You have Scripture accessible to the top of the iceberg, but the bottom, the surface that you don't see underneath the water, that's the group that we get to work with, and you get to see some amazing beautiful stories emerge from how God encounters these people purely from Scripture and the Holy Spirit at work.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. May is National Foster Care Month. Join Buckner International's 30 Days of Prayer for Foster Care. Sign up to receive daily e-prayer points to help you pray more effectively for foster care children and their families and those considering foster care. Go to missionnetworknews.org and look for the link. I'm Greg Yoder.